Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today, we're digging into memory in the age of AI agents. Why this matters now? Agents and chatbots are running longer, touching multiple tools, and context windows still aren't magic. So what should an agent remember and how? Our value question for the episode is,
concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today?
Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams are tired of re-explaining everything to their bots. Product decisions, customer quirks, even the same dashboard filters. Long-running projects stall because the agent forgets context between sessions, and support bots repeat troubleshooting steps. What people want is a durable, permission-aware memory that sticks across days, not just a huge prompt. If an agent can reliably recall prior actions and preferences, we cut boilerplate prompts, reduce mistakes, and keep momentum.
So basically, people don't want to start from zero every time. They want the agent to keep the right notes, safely, and use them when it matters. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two reasons, capability and pressure. Capability because we now have robust building blocks, embeddings that capture meaning, vector stores for fast recall, and summarization that can condense long histories. Pressure because agents are chaining tools over many steps and hitting context limits, so naively stuffing history into the prompt is too slow and expensive. That's pushing designs that separate different kinds of memory and decide what to store, when to retrieve, and how to keep it relevant over time. At a high level, the paper proposes a layered memory architecture for agents. Think of three buckets: working memory for the current step or two, episodic memory for concrete past events and actions, and semantic memory for durable facts and preferences. It plugs into the agent loop with explicit write and read phases. After each tool call or user turn, a memory manager decides what to store. Before planning the next step, it retrieves what's relevant. Under the hood, it uses embeddings to index events and facts in a vector store, a lightweight key-value cache for very recent items, and a summarizer to periodically condense long histories into compact notes. Relevance is scored by a mix of semantic similarity, recency, and task tags. Compared to just shoving the whole chat into the prompt or doing simple RAG over documents, this treats the agent's own history and decisions as first-class data with policies for what to keep, how long, and when to recall.
So basically, it's giving the agent a structured notebook and a short-term scratch pad, plus a little manager that decides what gets written down and what to look up before the next move. Mark, what would that actually change in usage?
Day to day, it removes the ritual of reteaching. I don't have to prepend a giant prompt with, "Remember we ship on Fridays and legal needs 24 hours every time." The agent learns those as semantic facts and brings them up when relevant. In shared spaces, memory becomes permission aware. A product team can pin a decision so all project bots see it, while personal preferences stay private. On the surface, you get a memory panel where you can pin, edit, or forget items, and you'll see the agent cite what it recalled, using your shipping policy from last week. It also means less chore work syncing tools. You connect Jira, Calendar, or a CRM once, and the agent saves episodic entries like closed ticket 1245 due to flaky test, which it can reuse when you ask why a release slipped.
Put differently, fewer reminders, clearer receipts of what the bot remembered, and a shared memory that respects who can see what. Mark, let's make it concrete with a simple use case first.
Customer support is an easy one. In a help desk, when a customer writes in, the agent auto-retrieves episodic memories tied to that account, past tickets, known environment, recent errors, and semantic facts like prefers email over phone. The workflow is, the ticket opens, the agent runs a quick recall by customer ID, pre-fills a draft response and a checklist of likely fixes and asks one targeted question instead of five generic ones. If I, as an agent, see the bot used a wrong detail, I click the memory item, correct it, or hit forget. And if a new rule emerges, say beta customers get weekend support, I pin it so it persists for the whole queue.
So in support, it cuts the back and forth
and standardizes answers because the bot surfaces the right history at the right time. Let's step up the complexity. Mark, what does this look like for a long-running project assistant?
We've tried it on a multi-week product launch. You spin up a project agent with access to docs and tickets. As you run planning meetings, it writes episodic entries, who decided what, deadlines, risks, and compresses each day into a short summary. When I ask draft the customer email, it pulls semantic policies, tone, brand rules, and episodic context, last demo feedback without me pasting notes. It also remembers workflow moves. If legal reviews always come last minute, it warns me 2 days earlier because the memory shows legal took 24 hours on the last three tasks. I can open the memory panel by project, pin the critical decisions, and hide internal chatter that shouldn't influence copy.
Mechanically, that advanced case stresses the read-write strategy. Retrieval happens with a time budget, say cap at 50 milliseconds per query, and a layered search. First the recent cache, then the vector store with task-specific query augmentation, then pinned items. To keep latency predictable, the paper suggests periodic condensation, end-of-day summaries that replace dozens of raw events, and relevance decay so old, low signal memories naturally fall off unless they're pinned. There's also deduplication. If legal review equals 24H keeps popping up, it's promoted to a single semantic fact instead of cluttering episodic history.
For someone listening while commuting, before the bot acts, it does a quick memory check. Fast stuff first, deeper search if needed, so you stay snappy. Jamie, does the agent always write everything down, or is there a user control here?
It's policy-driven with user override. The default write policy stores events with high novelty or future utility, like decisions, failures with root cause, and persistent preferences, and skips trivial or transient steps. Users can force write with a remember this command, and UIs expose pin forget actions. Summarization runs on a schedule or when memory crosses a size threshold, and the memory manager logs why it stored or recalled something so you can audit behavior.
Great. Mark, from the user's seat in that project assistant, what are the exact clicks when something's off?
I click the memory icon in the sidebar, filter by this project, and I see a timeline and a facts tab. If the agent cited an outdated pricing rule, I hit the three dots on that fact, edit or mark it obsolete, and the next run won't pull it. If it missed a key decision, I select the meeting notes snippet and click Add to Memory. For team-wide items, there's a toggle to share to the workspace with the right permissions. After 2 or 3 weeks, people stop prompt hacking and just curate the memory a bit each day, which is much lighter work.
Under the hood, there are a few prerequisites and guardrails. You need a memory manager service, an embeddings model to index events, a vector store, and a summarizer. Each turn adds compute. Embedding writes when you store, 1-3 retrieval queries before planning, and periodic condensation jobs to keep the index small. Latency-wise, the paper assumes a bounded budget, tens of milliseconds per retrieval, and enforces caps so memory lookups don't dominate. Scalability depends on retention. Without summarization and decay, memory grows unbounded. With them, it plateaus per user or project. Security is non-negotiable. Items must carry ownership and scope, be encrypted at rest, and respect data locality. Limitations the authors note include stale or low-quality memories, summarization drift, and policy mistakes. They propose audit logs and explicit citations so you can trace why something was recalled. Future work points to better ranking, lifelong learning with feedback, and more structured memory. Think graphs of entities and decisions instead of loose notes.
Put simply, you need a place to store the notes, a small service to decide what to keep, and a budget for a few extra lookups per step. It'll stay fast if you cap searches and compress old stuff, and you absolutely have to tag who owns what and where it can live. There's also cleanup work so the bot doesn't cling to outdated facts. Mark, from an organizational and setup perspective, what would you need to make this work?
First, data hygiene. Map identities from your SSO to projects and tools so permissions flow into memory scopes. Second, give people a curation UI, pin, edit, forget with audit trails, plus a shared versus personal toggle by default. Third, onboarding and guardrails. Quick training on when to say remember this, red flag topics that should never be stored, PII secrets, and auto-expiry policies. Finally, monitoring and rollback. track memory hit rate, citation coverage, and complaints, run it in shadow mode for a week, and keep a big clear memory for this project button if things drift.
Great, that's the practical checklist. Jamie, can you walk us through what the paper actually reports, how they evaluated this, and how it stacks up against simpler baselines?
They run controlled evaluations on long horizon agent tasks and dialogue histories. Metrics include retrieval precision, recall for memory items, task success rates, token and cost per turn, and end-to-end latency. Baselines are no memory, dump the whole history, and flat rag. The layered memory beats no memory and flat rag on task success and reduces prompt size compared to full history prompts with predictable latency from retrieval caps and condensation. They also show ablations. Turning off decay or summarization hurts both accuracy and cost stability. Caveat, these are lab-like settings with synthetic tasks and curated logs, not a busy production help desk with messy integrations.
Translated, you get better continuity and fewer, wait, who are you again moments with smaller prompts than the brute force approach and without slowing to a crawl. But the tests were clean room. Your real tools and noisy notes will add friction. Mark, temper this for us. What does that look like once it hits a real team?
Expect a bumpy first sprint. The agent will surface some wrong or outdated facts until you tune right policies and add pin-forget habits. We've seen a small latency bump, think a tenth of a second per step, offset by fewer back and forths overall, but only after retention and decay are dialed in. Cost spikes happen if you overstore. Set thresholds early and prune aggressively. And don't skip shadow mode. Let it read and propose without acting for a week so you can fix the top 20% of bad memories cause 80% of the pain.
That makes sense. Tolerate a small overhead to save a lot of human time, but only after some tuning. Jamie, before we close, what technical improvements do the authors suggest next that builders should keep an eye on?
Two big ones. Learning to rank for memory retrieval using user feedback signals, clicks on citations, edits, and forget actions to continuously improve what gets recalled. And structured memory. Instead of flat notes, store entities and relationships, who decided what, when, and why, so the agent can reason over them. They also mention privacy-aware embeddings, on-device caches for sensitive contexts, and standardized evaluations for lifelong memory, so everyone stops reinventing tests.
Perfect. Mark, who stands to benefit the most from this, and under what conditions?
Teams with repeat interactions and long tails, customer support, account management, sales engineering, and product programs that run for weeks. You get the win if you have clean identity and permissions, a habit of pinning key decisions, and a light daily curation ritual. Regulated orgs can adopt it if memory scopes respect data locality and deletion policies. If your app is mostly one-off chats, it's overkill. Use a bigger context window and call it a day.
In one sentence, this paper gives a practical blueprint for giving agents selective, durable memory so they recall what matters, stay fast, and stop making you repeat yourself. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.